The Phil Hendry Show, brought to you by United Healthcare. It just makes sense.
Now, Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
Right, let me catch my breath, please, okay? The traffic today was nuts. Trying to get in here.
I want to go on with the information that I have right now, though, Phil.
I want you to go on with the information. Let me just catch my, because I just literally ran into the studio. I didn't get here to the office until about an hour ago as a result of just usual traffic, but it was particularly crazy today. And with all due respect to our wonderful Caltrans workers, the guys that work the highways of the state of California, do you really got to work on the street, the corner of Ventura and Sepulveda, at 5 in the afternoon? Do you?
Are you done?
Can I introduce my show?
Phil, I've got news.
Okay, what is it about?
All right, thank you. Phil, I've just received news here. It broke today. And I have the press release here from Fox Sports Radio and Extra Sports AM 570. Mancow Mueller, Phil, is coming to L.A. I am so excited.
All right, David G. Hall wants to join us here.
Would you do me the courtesy, please, of allowing me just to...
Well, hold on. I got David on the other line. Yeah, David?
I know you're on the air, but I...
Yeah?
Can you...
Hello?
I'm here. What, David?
Who is she?
I beg your pardon.
This is Margaret Gray.
Yeah, but what is she talking about?
Excuse me, who are you?
Ma'am, my name is David G. Hall. I'm the Vice President of Syndication for the Phil Hendry Show. I don't appreciate you coming on my show and shilling for some guy that I don't even know who he is.
Oh, boy, get him. You don't know who Mancow Mueller is.
Well, hold on for a minute. Just everybody pipe down so I can catch my breath. Mancow is coming to what? To L.A.?
Whoa, wait a second. Wait a second.
Yes, Phil, he'll be here. Now, my understanding...
Wait a minute. What are you guys talking about?
She mentioned that Mancow's coming to Extra Sport.
You know how many stations this guy's on?
Mancow, he's on 3.
No, I'm talking about Phil Hendry. He's on 105 stations. The rest of his audience doesn't care about some guy named Kyle Mueller. They only care about his stations, what he's doing on his stations.
You know, I'm really... I was given to understand by your associate producer, Mr. Shelley, and I called Michelle Hernandez this morning. I was assured that I'd be allowed to come on your broadcast and report what I think is very important radio news. And
Phil, can you get some control of your show?
Well, I would if everybody would shut up. Now,
you're telling me to shut up? You're telling me to shut up?
Well, I think you ought to shut up. I think you ought to shut your fat, blathering sewer.
Get this whore off.
Cut it. Cut the line. You know, I will tell you this much, for all of it.
If you'd shut the sewer under your nose, we would...
You're going to have to keep them off the air. Mancow Mueller is coming to Extra Sports AM 570, which is our Los Angeles affiliate, and we have many stations across the country, one of which is in the beautiful city of Fort Myers, Florida. And this morning I was on the Stan and Haney show, and I want to plug those guys because that was the most fun that I have had talking to a couple of people from one of our affiliates, Stan and Haney. They do the midday show. And they asked me would I come on the air with them, and I said I'd be very happy to because it's a new affiliate in Fort Myers. And I blew out the interview last week because I literally been given the wrong number. And, of course, when I wasn't on the air, someone from my staff called them and said, yeah, you know, Phil was sick. He that wasn't true at all, man. I had tried dialing all morning long. I had the wrong number. I kept getting this poor woman. Hello? Hi, is this the Stan and Haney show? Okay. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Okay, wait a minute. You know, redial.
Hello?
Oh, I'm sorry, man. I'm really blowing it.
Okay.
Well, what is this, you know? Today, I dialed the exact same number, and I got their show. Now, somebody's screwing around with my head. So, anyway, I was on their show this morning, and I've never really enjoyed myself more talking to a couple of guys, because it was the easiest conversation. They were interested in the show. They wanted to talk a little bit about what we did in TV. Then we talked in general about the radio business, working in it, and we sort of let the audience eavesdrop in on just, you know, three radio dogs, talking about these things.
If you get the sewer under your nose, under control.
Will you keep her off the air, bud?
She keeps fighting her way off a hold.
What do you mean, fighting her way off a hold? That's that guy in Alhambra that does that.
I know, she did.
I had a lot of fun, and...
Now listen, Phil.
Get her off the air!
She fought her way off a hold.
You give me that fought her way off a hold one more time.
There's some people that have the power to do it.
Man, I'd like to learn how to do that. Oh, God, would I love to fight my way off a hold. I tell you what, hang up on her. Then she can't fight her way off a hold.
Good idea.
Anyway.
Hello, ma'am.
Will you keep it down?
Sorry.
Anyway.
Yeah, I gotta hang up on you.
You done?
No. Anyway, ma'am.
Will you keep it down? I can hear you. I'm trying to talk.
Anyway, Phil Henry, will you...
Margaret?
Yes?
We gotta hang up on you. Goodbye.
Will you allow...
So anyway, these guys, was really a lot of fun, and they're big fans of our show, and we're very, very happy to be on. Thank you very much. I know that we do have this news here out of Los Angeles, but the big news for me was just being on Stan and Haney's show today in Fort Myers. So thank you for, you know, inviting me on, guys. It was terrific. Now, today on our show, we are going to have Ted Bell from Ted's of Beverly Hills talking about how he flies a private charter jet everywhere he goes, and that saying you're flying first class places doesn't really impress women anymore. And he flies private charter jets, and he was a little put off by the fact that while one of his co-workers was talking about flying first class to some really good-looking black chick, the guy never had the quote, and I'm quoting Ted, common decency to mention to her that Ted flies private chartered jets. Also, R.C. Collins will be with us. R.C. is, this is kind of an interesting thing, because I'm not sure exactly what R.C.'s take is going to be. Is he, does he want to be airborne, or does he think it's sissy? Oh, no, that's right. He wants to be in the 101st Airborne, but he wants to have the option, if it gets too hairy and he gets afraid of jumping out of a plane, to sit back down and have him take him back to base. So that'll be coming up on the show tonight as well. And we have our listener flashbacks and tell you a little bit more about what's happening on our website. We'll be on the Dennis Miller Show tomorrow night on CNBC. I hope you can watch us there. And other little items of information, including this one, our email's down. So if you've been emailing and I haven't been responding, it's not because I don't want to respond, but we have a major cluster thing happening with our email, so we'll square that away, hopefully.
Yeah, you can...
Will you shut up, man? I can hear you on the phone. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
All right, we're going to do our flashback request.
Now, Phil, man cow starts...
What are you doing?
I had to fight my way off a hold.
I'm sorry, Phil.
Go ahead.
Thank you. Man cow Mueller will start on Extra Sports AM 570 on May 20. Is that... Check that, Frank, will you?
Let me look here.
Can we get to this, please?
Would you please have some patience? I'm trying to see the date. What does that say, Frank?
It looks a bit old, man.
So when's he start?
Oh, my God. Hold on. What does that say?
Well, it says 2005.
That's the year, darling. What?
Who is that?
I'm sorry?
Who is that?
My husband. Hold on.
May. It's in May.
We know it's in May.
Oh, will you please hurry up?
You know what? Why don't you burn in hell?
Now for our flashback request. Yo, Phil, can you play the bit when you started talking about how over the weekend you went to go check out a Lexus or a Jag, and then David G. Hall calls in insisting you talk about three topics that he gave you before the show because your audience is stupid and poor and couldn't possibly ever afford a Lexus. Thanks for all the laughter. Steve Rare, San Diego, and a Backstage Pass listener, Backstage Pass member. Thank you very much, Stephen. Here it is, brother. This is David G. and me talking about the audience.
I want to know why you think everybody is so uneducated about high-performance vehicles.
High-performance vehicles?
First of all,
it isn't that they're uneducated. They'll never be able to afford one.
I can afford one. I own one.
Really? What do you own?
A BMW or a Mercedes or a Lexus.
What do you own, ma'am?
I actually own a Chevy Avalanche with an 8.1-liter Vortex.
Ma'am, how much did you buy it for?
It's
relevant,
about $50,000.
It's chicken feet.
It is chicken feet. But what do you want to talk about?
I'm talking about Lexus.
About all kinds of
I'm talking about
vehicles.
Lexus. I'm talking about Mercedes, okay? I'm talking about
Why
a classic
talk
car
about Lamborghini
that's
or
way over your price range, all right?
I doubt that it
thank
is.
You,
it's
thank you very much.
But I choose it.
Thank you very much for your call.
For where
and
I live.
It's been great.
Hold on. I want to listen to what the lady's saying.
What is she got? She's got nothing to say.
I want to
no,
hear what
I
she's...
No, I have plenty to say.
Well, look, you'll never afford a Lexus, so let's just
yes,
move on.
Yes, I can afford a Lexus right now.
Well, why don't you buy one?
Because it does not serve the purpose that I need.
Well, why don't you buy an Escalade? How about a Cadillac Escalade?
An Escalade doesn't come in a 3/4-ton model, and it only comes with a 350.
Let me ask something. So you go out to dinner in a 3/4-ton truck, is that it?
It's an Avalanche, and it's all tricked out, and it's all leather, and it drives like a car.
Lady... It's a $50,000 SUV. I'm talking about Mercedes, Jaguar, Lexus. Henry was on the air talking about these cars as if you guys could afford one.
Look, the lady just said she can afford one.
I can't afford one. Well, then what'd you buy a $50,000
Chevy
for? I can't afford one.
What are you hauling in that Avalanche?
It does not serve my needs.
What are you hauling that Avalanche?
What do I haul?
Yeah.
I haul horses with it.
Oh, look, that's what I'm talking about.
And I also have a diesel to haul a big horse trailer.
Look, I'm not talking about going out and getting the pigs to market here. I'm talking about going to a real nice restaurant in a beautiful sedan with a burl wood interior, with the high-performance turbocharged engine, in a beautiful sedan, you know? Like you could put some black guy in a hat in it.
That's where you got to go when it snows.
Well, you know what? You're right. If I got to haul pigs to the market, you better believe I'm not doing it to them in a Mercedes.
All right.
You know, you're so condescending.
You should be so condescending.
I'm very highly educated.
Look, lady, I've spent thousands of dollars in consults for this radio show, and our research proves you can't afford a Lexus, even if you used your down at the docks. Now,
you
all of the things...
What in the
you're
hell?
You're full of it, buddy.
What kind of a comment is that?
What?
Are you the guy, when I listen to you, you got to be the same guy that said everybody that owns a pit bull is white trash because you caught your wife or your girlfriend dog?
No, that wasn't me.
Oh, come off it.
That wasn't me.
Okay.
I don't know what you want, but it wasn't me.
Oh, name your neck.
Might have been another show.
Might have been another show, yeah.
No, it was on this radio show.
Might have been on this station. What station are you listening to? I think she's listening to that station in Denver. Everybody's undereducated. That morning show, there's always talking about dogs.
No, it was actually in the evening, and it was this show.
What was it, the morning? What station are you listening to?
Some steamboat station.
Steamboat station?
Yeah.
It's a radio station.
Oh, don't be a smartass.
No, man, you need to get a grip.
Honey, you and your rodeo friend,
look. We allow you to make money off of this.
Look, darling, you and your rodeo friends can do whatever you want with your pit bulls around the campfire. I'm talking about Lexus.
I don't have any pit bulls, and I don't rodeo, so get off it.
Well, what the hell are you hauling horses for? Don't tell me. I don't want to know.
I show them. I don't rodeo.
You do what with them?
I show them.
She shows them.
I don't rodeo either.
Well, yee-haw. Hey. I got a great place to take your horses.
What kind of car do you drive?
It's called a glue factory. Do you ever haul them down there?
There it is, David G. Hall, a flashback request from 2003. And don't be talking about Lexus and Jag on your show, Phil, because these folks, they can't afford it. And the glue factory, that reminded me of a bit we did once. I was in Miami, I think, and it was the day before the Kentucky Derby. And we were basically saying that the top three horses in the Derby, win, place, and show, they go on to the next big races. All the other horses are led directly out a back gate of the track, where there are large trucks from the rendering plant, and they're just all loaded on in, man, and on down to the glue factory they go. Either to there or the, you know, Calcan and Alpo factory. And, of course, I was fired, and that's when they put the Skippy and Frank show on. Stan and Haney got on right after that, too. All right, 1-800-449-8686, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Tonight, we will have Ted Bell from Ted's of Beverly Hills, and we will have R.C. Collins from Bradley Military Academy talking and blathering about things of particular interest. It was a very wicked, wicked drive-in today. The traffic has been really hairy, man, and that's just, I'm telling you right now. Who?
I heard so.
Yeah, hold on for a minute, man. I'm talking about something. Don't keep telling me there's a cat waiting on the phone for me.
What are you yelling about?
Because every time I get into a rap, man, you're like waving your arms and telling me there's somebody on the phone. Can't they wait until I'm done?
Well, I thought maybe you want to put them on the air.
Yeah, man, when I'm done. Why do they got to come on now?
Because it's more interesting to have the caller on.
Oh, well, is that right? Thank you very much, Cecil B. DeMille. I'm talking about something, man. Now I forgot what it was. Thanks a lot, bud.
Oh, yeah, it's my fault.
Yeah, well, you keep butting in. Yeah, Herb, how you doing?
I'm doing very well, Phil. Is this a bad time to call?
No, yeah. Every time's a bad time when I'm sitting in front of this nut.
Well, I just simply wanted to tell you that the Debbie Rowe, Michael Jackson's ex, took the stand today in the Michael Jackson case. And, you know, there were some fireworks. And so I'd like to report on that later on in the program. And I'd also want to remind your listeners that if they want to send cards and letters to Walter Belhaven, they can in care of the Atascadero Psychiatric Center. And
why would they want to send cards and letters to him? What has Walter Belhaven got to do with any of the Michael Jackson thing?
It was just when I was on your broadcast, and if I'm wrong, please correct me. But when I was on your broadcast last time, I asked, would it be all right for me to get the address where people could mail gifts or cards or pen pal with Walter Belhaven?
I don't ever remember saying that.
I'm pretty sure you did, Phil. And again, forgive me if I'm wrong.
No, you did.
I did.
Yeah.
I said people could send cards and letters and become pen pals of Walter Belhaven.
Yes.
Can we tell people who Walter Belhaven is so that they know who they're going to be a pen pal with?
I'd be very happy. Do you want me to do that?
Yes.
Oh, yes. Walter Belhaven is a patient at the Atascadero Forensic Hospital in Northern California. Walter is incarcerated there. It is a hospital for the criminally insane. But he is a wonderful conversationalist. And
let's forget, dispense with all of that, man. Tell people why the guy's in there. He's a child molester and a murderer.
Well, that is true, yes. Yes.
Well, are we going to just kind of forget that?
Are you in a bad mood?
I'm a little bit of a bad mood. I'm sorry.
I just simply want everyone to know that if you want to write to Walter Belhaven, send it to Marge Gaines, and she is the mail clerk at the Atascadero Hospital for the Criminally Insane. And Walter would love a pen pal. And
well, hold on for a minute, man. You know, you haven't said anything. Tell the people why he is in for this last stretch. And he'll never get out now, right?
Oh, he'll never get out, no.
Okay, tell him why he's in there.
Oh, you mean the... you're talking about the Draska case.
I don't know what case it is.
All right. Walter was exchanging... I have to tell people this, and I don't know if you know this, Phil, but Walter was on the Internet, and he did an awful lot of communicating via Internet, had a wonderful network of friends, and they exchanged pictures. And one of his friends asked for a picture that Walter had. This individual somehow had leaked out and was going to make it to the police. And
what kind of pictures are we talking about?
This was, I think he caught himself a 10-year-old girl.
Oh, my God.
Yes. Well, in any event, the picture got out, so Walter hired one of his Internet friends, somebody that he instant messages a lot, to kill the mother and the daughter so that this wouldn't come out. And, you know, you might say that Walter got caught between a rock and a hard place. Now, they...
All right, I've heard enough. I've heard enough.
No, but you have to understand that Walter didn't do the killing. He hired Ben Fitzgibbons to do...
I did Ben Fitzgibbons. Whoever did it, man. I don't want to know about it. So he had pictures of kids?
Oh, my, yes. He had a very large collection. Very extensive. In fact, it was quite, I believe, it's the largest collection. There might have been a larger
collection. I don't care, man. If he's in the Ripley Believe It or Not or whatever, that Guinness Book of Records. What a freak. He hired Ben Fitzgibbons, some other internet freak. Herb Sewell later on with a Michael Jackson report, if we ever get to it. Or maybe he's going to want to give out some personal, maybe like you want to send Walter Belhaven a box of chocolates. Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Dr. Jim Sadler is with PETA, People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals. He is on our newsmaker line. I just want to get a very quick update from you, Dr. Sadler, on the boycott, proposed boycott of Kentucky Fried Chicken.
That's correct, Phil. And we're very gratified to have Pamela Anderson join us. She is the top-notch model as well as a wonderful spokesperson and actress, and she has joined us, as have a great many people. And really the message is this: I think the time has come for us to stop mistreating animals, and I'm very concerned.
What are you a doctor of?
I'm a psychologist.
Okay. Not a psychiatrist.
No, I'm a clinical psychologist.
Okay, and how did you get involved with PETA?
I think I got involved with PETA the way a lot of people do. I'm a weightlifter. I shouldn't say I'm a weightlifter, but I enjoy I enjoy working out, and I do an awful lot of lifting and an awful lot of gymnastics and calisthenics on my front lawn. A school bus was driving by one day, and the mother was out front to pick up her child. And I was out front lifting and squatting. And
I just want to be clear. You're out on your front lawn lifting weights?
That's correct, yes.
Okay.
I'm not sure. Why did you ask that question?
Well, I'm... So you saw a school bus pull up, and there's a mother waiting there.
Yeah, and she... But I'm curious. Why did you ask the question?
Well, a lot of times, I guess it's because a lot of cats that lift weights... But you're not wearing, like, a thong or anything, are you?
Well, no, I don't wear a thong. I do wear a tight brief for support, but I can assure you it's nothing revealing. It's a tight brief, but it's nothing revealing, and I do oil up. And I suppose that's why I got the attention of this mother. She was looking at me and admiring me. And,
okay, that's fine, man. So anyway, you talked to her?
Yes, I talked to her, and she started telling me about PETA and some of the work she did, so I got very interested and I wanted to be involved. And over the course of time, I've become very, very active in PETA's drive to have Colonel Chicken. I'm not very familiar with fast food because I eat a highly regimented diet. Most of what I eat is vegetable matter, and then I use the gas that it produces to...
Okay, I don't... Sir, can we get to the point here?
I'm sorry. I thought I was going to come on and explain...
Yeah, but I don't need to hear you tell me how you eat vegetables, and then when you pass gas, you use that.
Well, I'm not talking about it in a juvenile way. I'm talking about it in a very helpful way. But the point is, I am a vegan, and I use an awful lot of soy byproduct. After I work out, I usually will have some kind of soy protein, and yes, it does create some level of gas. But I have found a way to recycle it. I put what is more or less a vacuum in the side of in a wall, so I just back my rear end.
I don't want to hear about that, man. Just tell me about KFC.
Well, I'm not accustomed to being yelled at.
And I'm sorry, sir. Don't tell me about how you're, blowing one off in the wall.
Well, I can assure you it's not juvenile.
That's fine, man. Just tell me about the KFC pita thing.
All right. Pamela Anderson, I've admired her for a great many years. I suppose I'm not unlike a lot of American men who have enjoyed her, and I've thoroughly enjoyed her. I have to tell you a funny story.
Oh, God.
I was online one night, and they were selling the Tommy Lee and Pamela video on the boat, and I said, well, you know, for fun. And my wife, Mandy, said, oh, don't. And I said, oh, come on. And so we bought it. And you know what? I don't find anything offensive about it. I think it's very beautiful what they're doing. And
okay, that's really great. And so can I tell me a little bit about PETA and KFC?
Well, all right. I was talking to Mandy after I met this lady. Mandy is my wife, who is 2 years out of high school, so she doesn't really know a lot about it.
Now, hold on. Your wife is, how old is your wife?
Mandy's 19.
How old are you, sir?
I'm 40. Well, if you're going to start to indict me for my age difference with my wife.
No, I'm not. I mean, she's of age. How old are you?
I'm 45.
Your wife's 19, you're 45.
Well, I can, like I said, I do a lot of lifting. I do a lot of body shaping.
All right, dude. So anyway, PETA.
All right, PETA. I came into possession of a video showing the kind of abuse that the Kentucky Fried Colonel Company...
Kentucky Fried Chicken?
Kentucky Fried Colonel, as if they took the colonel and cooked him. It's horrible.
So yeah, that's great, man.
So anyway, I came into possession of this tape, and I do have this.
Now, he can play the audio, Phil.
All right, Bud Dickman tells me you can play the audio?
That's correct.
Because obviously this is radio.
Well, that's correct, but I think the audio will tell you an awful lot about the kind of horrible abuse that is being perpetrated on the chickens at Colonel Sanders. So with your indulgence, Phil.
All right, go ahead. This is, now, where was this video taken?
At one of the Colonel Chicken's, I'm sorry, the...
Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Kentucky Fried Chicken rendering plant in Bogalusa, Louisiana. And here, I'll roll the tape.
Yeah. Yeah! You like that, huh? All right. Now, give me your beak. Give me your...
And that's really all right.
Wait a minute.
Yes, sir.
Is that guy doing to that chicken what I think he's doing?
Yes. It is shocking. Ms. Anderson alerted me to this through she sends out a mass mailing email, and what she was offering was her and Tommy Lee's tape, and she threw that in for $9.95.
Get him out of here!
He said he was real.
He may be real, man, but I don't want to hear his story any longer. Pamela Anderson threw it in with the Tommy Lee tape for $9.95. I'm out on my front lawn working out. My wife's 19 years old. Kentucky Fried Colonel. What's up with the world that we live in, my brothers and sisters? All right, we'll be right back here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Where do I go here, bud? I'm going to line, whether it's line one or two.
Yeah, go to two.
Yes, sir, you're on the Phil Hendry Show?
Hi, Phil. I'm a farmer. I'm living out in Oildale, California. I'm listening to your program. I heard the gentleman talking about the PETA.
Yes, sir.
I'm very familiar with these rendering plants and what they do to the chickens and to these animals, and I can tell you that our association with many of the wholesalers has been that we don't want any abuse. We will not give them an abused animal. And I think you can have a relationship with the animals. It doesn't have to be a beautiful...
Well, this guy had a sex tape.
Well, to me, that's almost unbelievable. But I can tell you, this is coming straight, if you'll pardon the pun, straight from the horse's mouth. The best beak I ever got was from a...
Okay, hang up on him.
What did he say?
He said he got great beak from a chicken. Well, that brings us now to chicken jokes with sexual innuendo, and here is Professor Husband Ginther. Go ahead, Professor.
Thank you very much, Phil. I thought it'd be an apt time since your show had sort of, I guess you could say, deteriorated to a level of sophomoric humor to introduce some jokes relative to chickens that have sexual innuendo. What do you think?
Yeah, that's fine. Go ahead.
Are you depressed?
I'm a little depressed at the way the show's starting. Yeah, go ahead and do your chicken jokes with sexual innuendo.
What a pain in the ass.
Just go ahead and do it.
Good evening. I'm Professor Husband Ginther. It's time now for...
Chicken jokes with sexual innuendo.
The first one here is from Maury Paul, and he's writing from Greenwich, Connecticut. Maury says, last night he was with a chicken, and he got great tail. Here's one from Belinda Wright. Belinda says, her chicken has nice breasts.
Get out of here, bud.
I say, Seth.
Get out of here, Mr. Henry.
Get him out of here.
Well, you'll hear from my counselor. I'll call my barrister.
Get out of here.
Get out of here, Mr. Henry. Never want to see you again.
Are you uncouth ghoul? Who is this man that has his hands on me?
That's Bud Dickman, okay?
Well, he looks like some kind of a freak. Something out of a sideshow.
Oh, yeah? Take that. Hurts, doesn't it?
Hardly feel a thing.
Oh, let me do it, will you?
Okay.
Ow!
Now get out. Boy, nice punch you got there, bud. Really landing a couple of good ones, huh?
I was playing pool last night.
Whatever. It's time now for chicken jokes. All right. Ted Bell will be with us from Ted's of Beverly Hills on traveling by charter jet and how, if you mention that at a party, it'll help pick up chicks. Also,
that's a chicken joke, too.
Oh, shut up. Also, we're going to have on the show tonight R.C. Collins talking about how he wants to be 101st Airborne when he gets out of Bradley Military Academy. But if it gets too hairy, gets a little scary, he wants to go back to the base. He doesn't want to jump. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Darren Brown is the program director of C93 in Pier, South Dakota, and he joins us. Darren, how are you?
Well, I'm doing very fantastically, and I'm really very, very grateful. Have you on to C93, and I wanted to come on and say hello to you and all the affiliated radio stations.
Well, thank you very much, and we were on Stan and Haney's show. He's not on your station. They're not on your station. They're down in Fort Myers, Florida.
Yeah, well, I'm very, very excited about having Phil Hendry Show here on C93. And we are the talk of Pierce, South Dakota. We're the talk of Pierce, South Dakota, the entire Tri-City Loaded, Bill. And I wanted to say, Phil, I had a couple of ideas.
This guy's bugging me.
Shut up, bud.
See something?
No, nothing. So, what ideas do you have, man?
Well, Phil, I was thinking of maybe, you know, in your radio program, you could do a little bit more Hollywood talk. I think it'd be fantastic to do some Hollywood talk. Everybody out here in Middle America wants to hear about Hollywood. Well, there's something going on there.
Oh, I want to hurt him.
Shut up, bud.
I'm sorry?
Nothing. Hollywood talk, huh?
Oh, absolutely, Phil. I think, you know, talking about politics is fantastic, and everybody wants to talk about George Bush, but the thing that we really want to talk about is Hollywood talk. So tell us more about Ryan Seacrest and people like that.
Yeah, all right, man.
I'm going into the phone.
Stay out of the phone, bud.
I'm going in.
Phil, I hear a retard with you. Who is that?
Okay, that did it. I'm going in. Stay out of the phone.
Now I'm in the phone. Oh, my God, it's a mutant. Get on your knees. really gotta help me.
Darren, just do what he says.
Get on your knees. What are you gonna do?
I'm sorry, Phil.
What are you doing, bud?
I got the barrel of a Smith & Wesson right against his ear.
Oh, come on, man. You can't kill the guy.
Please, God, don't hurt me. I'm gonna hurt you. I'm gonna hurt you bad, Darren. You've been bugging me and bugging me. Now it's all over. Say your prayers. Come on, please. Say your prayers. I wish I would have got my hair shoe shined. I wish I would have... I did it.
Stay where you are, bud. I'm calling the police.
That's fine.
Just put the gun down. I'm calling the police.
Okay.
Where are you, anyway?
I'm in South Dakota, you idiot.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot. All right, I'll call the South Dakota police.
He's dead, and that's all I care about. I've done my duty. And now I'm going to turn the gun on myself.
Wait a minute, bud. Don't...
No, I'm going to do it. I'm going to kill myself.
Bud, please don't do it.
No, I'm going to do it. Tell you you love me.
What?
Tell me you love me.
Tell you I love you?
Uh-huh.
I love you.
I shot myself anyway.
You shot yourself anyway, huh?
Yeah.
Well, then how come you're still talking to me?
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, wait a minute. I'm just kidding.
Get out of the phone and get back here. No, in fact, don't come back here. Stay where you are. I am calling the cops. I want you in the same cell with Walter Belhaven. I want the two of you guys sharing the same bunk. So if you want to be Walter Belhaven's pen pal, just write to the Phil Hendry Show. You know, the inmates in the various prisons around this country, they really need pen pals. Did you hear, I don't know if you guys were with us the last hour of our show last night, but we got a hold of this Canadian Coalition Against the Death Penalty website, which was kind of boring, all their, you know, their babbling. But the cool part was they had all the death row inmates from all of the 50 states. Don't ask me why the Canadians are all over us about the death penalty, but, you know, they're always sticking their nose into our business. You know that? Every time we stick our nose into their business, they get all bent out of shape. But they come down here, stick their nose. Sure, Hurricane Carter was innocent. What's that got to do with you? Anyway, so they have all these really cool pictures of these inmates, and some of them look like they would slit your throat for a farthing. And they want pen pals. Hi, my name's Bruno Hauptmann. I strangled a Lindbergh baby and then pickled it in a large drum, but I'd really like to... You know, I'd really love it if you'd write to me. See, that's what they got to do. What they have is just a paragraph. It says, my name's Bruno, and I am in the, you know, whatever the hell, you know, Atlanta Penitentiary, and I'm here for 20 years, and I like horseback riding. I like fish. Dude, how much of that do you get to do in prison? But, I mean, they're saying this. And if you'd like to write to me, and they give the address. I think what they should throw in is also this. Hi, my name's Bruno, and I torched a school bus and locked all the doors and welded them shut with children inside, and then sat and ate milk duds on a curb and watched it burn. I really like walking on the sand at night and candlelight dinners. You know, throw that in just to give the whole picture, or would that kind of blow it? That would probably be, you know, that's too much information. The guy wants to put his best foot forward. Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.